Feeling out here,
like second week of OTAs? I'm feeling good. I think everything is starting to come together. Everything that I've known about this offense in the past starting to recollect. So I'm starting to get comfortable back there working with the young guys, different group of receivers, and they're doing a great job.
How do you feel like you've been accepted by your teammates?
I think from day one I've been accepted. These guys are great. It's an outstanding locker room. Work together, play together, believe in one another, and I think that's a recipe for a good football team, and I'm excited to be playing with them. Yeah, well, I try to mentor all the quarterbacks. You know, I'm still learning every day. Obviously, I've been playing a lot longer than those guys, and probably won't be playing as long as they're going to play from here on out. But, I try to help them in every facet that I can, and they're doing a good job of being receptive of information that they get, and they're doing a good job of going out there and executing week in and week out.
I know you weren't here last year, but the defense was a strong suit of this team, and the offense was a little shaky. Do you feel like, looking at the weapons that you have, even though it's still early, that maybe things can be a little bit more even, like the offense is still?
Yeah, I think, it's always a work in progress. I think these guys are learning to work together. I think Geno's more comfortable with the guys that he was working with last year, as opposed to, just starting fresh and, everybody's kind of filling in the void and playing their role. And from what I see, everybody looks comfortable and they're doing a good job of playing fast.
Is there a receiver that sticks out to you that's either impressed you or something?
I think Clyde Gates stand out. Jacoby Ford, he's a good receiver. Jalen Sanders, it's a group of good guys on this football team who I think going to make an impact instantly for this team. And, you guys have seen them. You've probably seen them already. But, I think just putting all the pieces in the right place, gives you the best chance of winning in this league. And in this division, you got to do that.
Mike, what's the biggest difference between Marty and Philly and Marty here?
The biggest difference Marty and Philly and Marty here is Marty, he's a bit more stern now. I think, he has a young group, and I think he has to really, put his foot down when he have to, and he just, he don't cut us any slack now. He demand a lot out of us, and we demand a lot out of ourselves. So it's vice versa on that end. But he's still a great man first and foremost, and a great, even better, even. Well, a great man and a great coach, and he's doing a great job, and I love working with him. I'm glad that I can wake up every day, come here and work with a coach that I have genuine love for.
Did that catch you off guard that he is more stern now? Did you think he would come in and
I know this? I mean, it was surprising. I mean, in the beginning, I wouldn't say that I wasn't, like, kind of shocked, but I expected that out of him because he demanded a lot out of me and when we was in Philadelphia. And days when I didn't, come and be efficient in practice and in the games, then, he was pretty much the same way. But, I just know when he come out to practice, he got those shades on. He's a different man. So you got to respect him.